coming here tonight. We didn't really, we played these guys already this season, and we were twice, and we were, you know, on the receiving end of a 2-1 defeat before, and we got them back up in Ballofay, and tonight we didn't really know what to expect from them, with a few new faces for them and a few new faces for ourselves. But everyone stepped to the task tonight, and we're happy to get the 3 points.
Yeah, you had an early chance 2 minutes into the game, in fairness, and Paul Skinner here in the draw had a goal, pulling off a fine save, and the game maybe developed into a pattern then of half chances at either side. Kieran Gallagher, in fairness, your own goalkeeper as well, coming to your aid on a couple of occasions, but the crossbar then saved Drogheda as well, so it did, so you're probably full value for getting the win.
I thought in the first half that we created a lot of good chances, you know, and we were maybe unlucky not to go ahead. As you said, Skinner pulled off a great save from Jesse, I think, and a few others. But, you know, we took our chances when they fell, and we were happy that we held out and got the points.
Which was the important thing. I suppose one of the losses was Paddy McCourt challenging on Sean Brennan. He appeared to pick up maybe a dead leg or a leg injury. Now, he did play on, but unfortunately didn't make the end of the half. His loss just maybe seemed to disrupt you ever so slightly in the middle, and it took a little while maybe to settle back down after that.
Well, a player of Paddy's caliber, any team's going to miss him, you know. And you know, we do a lot of our build-up play does go through Paddy, in fairness. And I suppose that was Drogheda's, maybe that was the way that they wanted to play it. They thought, you know, if we take McCourt out of the game, then it's going to make it easier for them. But you know, we have a very strong bench there tonight, as strong as it's been for a while. So with Paddy coming off, and you know, young Liam McGinley coming into the fold, you know, he fitted in perfectly and was able to get about the pitch, and you know, did his job for the team, and now we're delighted with him as well.
Of course, you were marshalling the defence well in there too. Under the cautious, you remarked here, going into those final few moments, and then an inspired substitution. Ollie will take maybe some credit for that. John O'Flynn coming in, the fresh legs then on the wide open field, in behind, great ball played in by Nathan Boylan, and getting the all-important goal.
John's quality, you know, a player his calibre as well. We're lucky to have somebody like that who comes in and adds his experience and speaks to the younger players, and you know, encourages. And you know, he's really good to have about the place. And when Nathan Boyle slipped him through, you know, I think I was celebrating before the ball was in the net. You just know John doesn't miss from there.
And listen, back-to-back victories, I think, for you now as well. So you're bound to be happy with that, and building confidence in the side. He's remarked new faces coming in and that as well. So the whole team and panel coming well together.
It is. And from the back as well, from a point of view, clean sheets, you know, that's what we, I suppose, pride ourselves on as defenders and goalkeepers, always talk about that. So back-to-back wins, back-to-back clean sheets, we're delighted.